off season went by well, and now it's time. It's grind time. I think it started all the way back in off season, and now you finally get a chance to come together as a team for 60 minutes and see where you're at. So very excited. Not from just myself, just having the opportunity to play with these guys in here and just start another season. You got to be pretty jacked up. So that's where I'm at right now.
So you're comfortable with these young guys that are now in your starting unit?
Everyone's been working their tails off. And we won't have to. I don't think it's one individual can go on the field and think they can do it all by themselves. We've had a great team over the years, and we want to continue to have a good team. And that's just being able to work well with one another, with the coaches and everything, and practice well together and play well together. And I think as long as we do that, and we just take it one day at a time. That's one thing that we do, and it's tough at times because you get so anxious. But be able to just take it day after day and get better each day. And if you can get better each day, you have a good chance. And that's where we're at. Each day we're just getting better. We go into practice, putting together some stuff that looks good. And not saying that we everything is perfect, but you know what? Happy where we're at. I'm happy where I'm at. And it's a lot of room for improvement. But it's 31 other teams out there in the same category as us. So you just have to be able to put it together each week.
Fair amount of turnover on that defense. Since you are now of the projected starting lineup, you're the oldest guy in that lineup. How does it feel to be at 30, the elder statesman of that group?
I don't feel it. That's something I never look at. Every year I know it's a year under your belt, but when I'm playing, I don't feel like I'm 30 or 9 years in. I feel like I'm just like everybody else. I come to work, I work hard. I expect the same thing out of my teammates. And you know what? As long as you keep that mind frame, you can play as long as you want to play. And you have to have the passion for it. And I love it. I love playing with my teammates. I love playing for this organization. So whatever I can do to make this team better, that's what I'm going to do.
Vince, with a few rookies and some first-time Patriots contributing on defense, obviously you've seen these guys the last couple of weeks and in preseason, but Sunday's kind of a different animal. How much is Sunday kind of an unknown with how those guys are?
Everybody's in the same predicament as us. I'm pretty sure things that we prepare them for, we're going to have to make some adjustments Sunday. They might come out with some things differently, and that's where you the coach will come in at. You get on the sideline and you make those adjustments. But we prepare well. We can only prepare from what we've seen in the past, and you go from there. But as long as everybody's on the same page, I think we'll be okay. But it's definitely going to be some type of element where we're going to have to come to the sideline on Sunday and say, hey, this is something different. This is how we want to attack it. And then we're going to have to execute it from there. But, far right now, just put some good practices together, work together, just compete. And you know what? And like I said, you always have to, play this game. You got to have fun, And as long as you know what you're doing, you can have fun playing the game. It's not fun when you're not knowing what you're doing. But and just hopefully everybody be on the same page and, start this thing off right. So it's exciting, very exciting to get going. We're on the road. It's going to be a tough game for us. Start off on the road, 1 o'clock. So it's a lot of factors that's going to play into this game. But you know what? We can't look back now. We have to hit the ground running, and looking forward to it.
There's been a lot of tape on Jake Locker out there. What have you been able to learn from him?
Well, I think he's a lot better passer than people give him credit of. And he definitely can run the ball a little bit. So we have our hands full. I mean, the backs, probably one of the best backs in the league, can hurt you anywhere in the passing game and running game. And the offensive linemen playing well together. So. I think they have a complete offense, and we're going to have our hands full, no question about it. But I'm very confident in what we're doing. And like I said, I'm pretty sure it's going to be some things that we haven't seen that we're going to have to make adjustments and prepare for on the sidelines. But that's all being a professional. I mean, that's that's what we get paid to do, to, you know, make those adjustments and move on from there. But he have a bunch of challenges ahead of us that he presents for us.